According to a 2017 report by the World Economic Forum, Africa is home to 15% of the world's population and 25% of the world's disease burden, but produces just 2% of the world's medical research. The report said of the medical research that does occur, much of it fails to prioritize diseases or health problems that are most pressing for Africans. A group of African health researchers and institutions are now pushing for the continent's medical research to be more focused on the continent's own medical problems. The African Population and Health Research Center is bringing together scientists, academics, policymakers, and government officials from Ethiopia, Kenya, and Nigeria. Their goal is to strengthen African leadership in research and development, ensuring that the findings from these researchers are relevant and accessible to decision makers, leading to better healthcare systems across the continent. Catherine Choktunji is the head of the organization. She says African-led research can help solve health problems on the continent much more easily and quickly.
If we want the research to be done by Africans in Africa on African issues, that where the priorities for what research should be done are defined not just by academics, but by the people who are going to use that research for decision making. So I think really what we are trying to achieve is to shift what is research and what is it for, and to create an army of African scientists that do research to solve African problems.
Dr. Hadiza Galade is a professor of obstetrics and gynecology in Bayero University in Nigeria. Galade's home country accounts for about 28% of maternal deaths worldwide each year. She and other researchers from four African countries, Birmingham University in the UK and the World Health Organization, published research on the best way to save women who are dying from postpartum hemorrhage or excessive bleeding after childbirth. Their innovation, a calibrated obstetric drip, which is placed beneath a birthing mother, allows physicians to collect and precisely measure blood and fluid loss.
We had an innovation of one, providing a drip. Now, the drip is just put underneath the buttocks of the woman when she's going to deliver, and then as soon as she delivers, any blood that comes out goes to the drip. So we have an objective assessment. When we now find out that she is bleeding and she's lost this amount of blood, instead of doing what we call sequential treatment, do a bundle treatment. And when we did this, we found out that we could reduce the rate of severe PPH leading to maternal death by 60%.
African researchers face challenges ranging from a lack of reliable data and funding to poor infrastructure to cultural and religious issues. With the support of the Gates Foundation, Africa Research Connect was developed to connect and enhance the visibility of scientists, institutions, policymakers, and donors. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.